With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is following through with an earlier pledge to impose some tariffs. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
The president will be implementing tomorrow a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country, which has killed tens of millions of Americans. These are promises made and promises kept by the president.
Trump has been threatening the tariffs to ensure greater cooperation on stopping illegal immigration and the smuggling of chemicals used for fentanyl. The tariffs could increase how much U.S. consumers and businesses pay for goods coming from Canada, Mexico, and China, including electronics, toys, produce, lumber, and cars. A New York doctor has been indicted for prescribing an abortifacient for a Louisiana patient.
A New York doctor has been indicted by a Louisiana grand jury for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online. The Deep South state has one of the strictest near-total abortion bans in the country. Dr. Margaret Carpenter and her company Nightingale Medical were charged with a felony charge of criminal abortion by means of abortion-inducing drugs. The case appears to be the first instance of criminal charges against a doctor accused of sending abortion pills to another state since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators have announced that the black box from the Army Black Hawk helicopter that collided with a commercial jetliner has been recovered. They're reviewing the flight data recorder along with the two from the plane as they probe the cause of the devastating crash. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 337 points. This is SRN News. What should the church do about pornography?
Poll after poll indicates that large percentages of the American public are using porn and many are becoming addicted. It's hitting children and teens hard, and even clergymen are not immune. So what to do? Some churches are starting programs to help those addicted to pornography, but it is a slow process. The Barna Report says 54% of Christians going to a church say they do not have a specific program there to address porn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under President Trump, the Education Department has declared book bans to be a hoax and has dismissed 11 complaints that have been filed during the Biden administration. Nicole Nelly, president of Parents Defending Education, says for years parents have said they deserve to know if sexually explicit materials were available to young children, and they were maligned by the media and the Biden administration for it. This is SRN News. It's the fifth anniversary of Brexit.
People and businesses are still wrestling with the economic, social, and cultural aftershocks of a decision that divided the country. For businesses, Brexit has meant new red tape, costs, and delays to trading with the 27 EU countries. Brexit supporters argue that short-term pain will be offset by Britain's new freedom to strike trade deals around the world, though so far they have had only a minor impact. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised to reset relations with the EU after years of acrimony. Karen Shamas, London.
An information technology expert for decades assumed the identity of another man so convincingly that his victim was forcibly medicated and jailed for identity theft himself. The identity thief Matthew David Kearns was sentenced Friday to 12 years in prison. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.